You hold more daf yud ches amid aleph. You just finished up about the three pegimus have the same shear. So lach was kama pegimus on mizbeach. How much of a pegam is there on the mizbeach itself? So we say kadesh tachko bo tziporin. If your nails go by and you feel a pegam, a notch with your nail, that's called a pegam. So these are three halachas, but we had before what the pegimus oizen by bechor, etzim by korban pesach, and pegimus mum by kodeshim. The other more says, Meisvei, I have a question. Is it true what you just said? Meisvei, kama pegimus hamizbech, how much does it have to be a pegam on the mizbech to make it psul? The mizbech should be posul. So b'shirim ben yechoy yoymer tefach, has to be a pegam of a tefach, it has to be. So you see, we're saying now it's a smaller one. So he says a tefach. We have lozer ben Yaakov oymer kizayis. So heard a different shir, and we said before, pegimus hamizbech, is shetachka bot tziporin, that your nails get stuck there. Some it's a much smaller shear, and here it says it has to be the shear of a tefach or a kezayis, a bigger shear. So what is lakasha? Ho b'sido, ho b'yavno. One is talking about the sid, the loin of the mizbech, and one is talking about the even, the stone of the mizbech itself. Hey, it's the stone of the mizbech itself. That's why she says the other pasuk says even shleim. It has to be a complete even. So any little bit pegam there, it's a psul. That's before. But over here it's talking about the loin of the mizbech. That's not so bad. Here one's about the cement, and one's talking about the stones of the mizbeach. So the stones there, even shatachka botzi perin, is a psul. Yeah, Rashi says, "What the avna koldu kirasiv avonim shleimus." Omer Rav Huna, "Hai tapcha." You have a butcher. The loisas takina kami chacham. If before he shechted, he did not show his knife to a talmud chacham. So meshamtinim lei, he put him into shamtui. As we give him a curse like a klolo. For Rav, Omer Rav says, no, even more than that, Mavrin and Lay, we take him off, we fire him. Rashi says, Miyum Nosoi, Shlayim Chobosroid, will I take away his license? He can't sell any more meat. O Machrezino and Abisra the Treferi. And we make an announcement that everybody should know his meat was Trefer. So Chotestira, one says we only give him a klolo, and one says, no, we take him off. So most of Lepligi. That means afterwards, after the shechita, we checked out the knife and we found out the knife was kosher. So then we only give him a shamta, we only give him like a klolo. That's all. Rashi says, Mishumat Kerusa, like a chutzpinik he was, that he went to shecht without showing it to the chacham first. But we don't take him off his position because really the shechita was kosher. But Kanchla Nimtse Sakini Yofa, if we check out the knife later and found there's really a pegam there, so then the guy really made treifus. So then we take him off from his job. He can't sell meat anymore. Ravina says like this. Heicha deleinim tzasakina yofa. And a case where we checked that he did not show his knife first to the chacham. And then later we checked out the knife and we found it to be a pegam. So he holds, memas mosos lei beparto. We like take his meat and we put like junk over it. Rashi says, Pirta Targum Shoferish, like the junk of the animal, the excrement of the animal. What does it mean to say? We like make the meat so schmutzig, so dirty, as if to make it us a banor, he won't be able to sell it to a guy either. Yeah. And Rashi is according to him, but when we found out that the sakin was kosher afterwards, then we only mach with a trefi. Mishum kinos et kinas. But to the Vikhovim, we let him sell it. So he learns differently, Ravina, that if the guy shechted wrong with the wrong knife, then we mamash make the meat even osabano-like. Mashenkin, if he just didn't show the chokham, but the sakim was kosher, then we still take him off, he can't sell meat. So Morris says, who tapchur happened once a butcher, to le sars takina kaim de rova, bar chinino, that he did not show the sakin to the chokham first. Yeah, so shamtei, they put a curse on him, and also the ovre, they took him off his position. The yachris abisra the trefi, and they made they proclaimed, they told everybody announcements that his bust was a trefa. So what happened was the kloi mazut ravashi legabe. So mazut ravashi went in there. Omelus, they said to him, listen, lainu rabba b'milsev. He told like rabba, check out this case. The Tolu Beit Taflei, because this butcher like has children. Rashi says, "Bonim Katanim Pluyim Alov," And the way you're firing him now from his job, he won't be able to feed them. So check it out carefully. Maybe we could do something to put him back into his job. So what happened was, both Kiravash the Sakinai, Ravashi went later and checked out the Sakin. Venimtses Yofi found out the Sakin was Takakosh, was a good Sakin. If so, the Akshrei, he said yes, he's allowed to put him back onto his job. And Rashi says, because he holds Hodi Amarova Mavirin Lei, that son will be found the Sakin was puzzled. But if you find the Sakin to be Koshom, then we put him back. So Mor says, Omalei, so Omalei Mazutro. For the lechashma lisaba, weren't you afraid, Rashi Larova Bachinolo, Sheviroi, that he took him off his position, and now you're putting him back like without his permission, how could you do it? So Amalei, he said back from Sanakash over here, Shlichusa Yukov Dinan, I'm doing what he told me to do. Like Rashi says, Shereitzivon Olim Tzolai Zachus, he told me to try and find this chus. So now that I find this chus, Pshita would also agree to put him back on his job. Omar Rabba Bahuna, Shane Talush, if you have the tooth of an animal, that's Talush, that's taken out of the jaw. So Rashi says, even my Odom, Rashi says, Nitlash Halechi, Min Odom, that the old jawbone is taken out of the person, Oymin Abahema. Yeah. So if you shech with this tooth, when the whole jaw is like taken out, or else if it's Hippurin Talusha, if you have a nail that's also taken off already, the locher is mutter lishkrit po, you'll have to make a shkita with it. Look at chile, even the chile, you'll have to use this to make a shkita. Ah, but nantanan, we learned all of that. We learned, chutz mimagal kotzer, that you're not allowed to use that type of a knife that has dents in it, for your hamagero or a saw, for your shinayim, you can't use teeth, for your tzipurin, you can't use a nail either, for your shen chenpin, because they do not cut, they like ripped, the chenik, if they only ripped the simonim, so what's the stira? There's no steer about a tooth. Ho bichodo ho betarti. To use one tooth, that's okay. It is no like a points to it. But to use two teeth, that's psula, because then there'll be like notches there. That's like a pagam, and therefore that will be chaimkin. Tiperna tiperna lakasha ho betlush ho b'mchaberes. That we say it's kosher if the nail was taken off. Or it's mechuba, Rashi says, Labal Chaim, then he also Karebi, Diyomer, ain't sherechtim b'mechuba. You can't make a shchit to something's mechuba. So when the nail is attached to the person, that's still called mechuba. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, HaShoichet b'magil kotzir, if somebody shakes a shchita with this knife, magil kotzir, Rashi says, so Derech Elichos, Rashi says, Eina karas, lebeisil v'vnei roshim k'fufim yoyd. This is a knife that has like notches inside it, but they're all facing one side like. And therefore, the only shech balicha going, not coming back, it doesn't rip the simonim. Itaka makes the good shchita. That's the smagul yad. It has like small notches in it, but all facing one side. So if you go the opposite way, it doesn't rip the simonim. So, Beishamai Pesel. Meshami says, no, still it's possible. Because you have to be afraid, you'll come back with it. So therefore it's possible. But they still machshirim, no, vice, he's not afraid. But maisi, if you go just forwards with the knife, it doesn't rip the simonim, it only cuts it, therefore it's ksherim. What's going to be mechliku shinel? Let's say you smooth out the teeth, you smooth out the notches here of the knife, then harei kesakin, it's like a good sakin, then you can use lechatchila. It's only a problem if it has like indentions there. But if you smooth it out, then there's no problem with it. Just like a regular knife. It's more so like this. Omer Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rav Yechanan, Av Keshech Shira Beisil, even Beisil says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to use this knife, Lo Yechshir El Latarim De Nevela. He only meant to say that it has no tumah, that the Bosor is not tumah, it has no tumah's Nevela. Avo Biachila Asura, but Avada, Rashi says, Midrabonin, it's also tidit. Why? Because it's a Gzeira Halacha Watu Avo. Even though just going forwards, it's okay, we're afraid you may use it coming back, and then those notches will like tear the simonim. Sas midrabon mitzasa bachila. Omer Rashi, Rashi says, Deikon, I'll bring you proof of this also. Deikon, Ami, Tiktoni, it says, Be Shammai poistan of a silo machshirin. Yevoloi Ketoni doesn't say, Be Shammai oistan of a silo matirim. Doesn't say a strong lotion of a silo matirim. It just says machshirim. So Rashi says, lotion of machshirim. Rashi says, Veloshin tos of echshir ashchitakoi. Le Beishamai Psula Shkitosoi Nevela, Lebeisilo could be shchitosa kshera. Let's see. Yeah. But that's it says beishara poistam mesilu machshir v'lekatoni mesiloisim mesilu matirin. That's lashem matirin. So Moshe says lataymech. Listing one, it would say beishamay mitamim or beisilu matirim. It should have said that according to you, beisilu taka makes it tomei. Because according to you, tell me as tumas nevelu even. Ela poistam machshirin. Could we know it's all one thing? It means the same thing. Therefore, Rashi says, could be, but could be it could be maybe shkasa b'shchita also. And we'll take the gminesiyat l'Rabbi Yechonon. No rhyme from Yechonon. Mi Rashi says Rabbi Yechonon isa the Gemara gomalei merabbi. Yechonami Rabbi Yechonon attack is right. We're just saying there's no real proof in the Mishnah. The Mishnah could say Beisilu Machshirin means Lagamri. Because Rabbi Yechonon had a Kabbalah, that's the Pshat, so why do we hold like Rabbi Yechonon? Yeah, now the Mishnah says Ha'asheichet mitecha tabas. If you shecht, so here we're talking about where exactly is the portion of the neck that you let a shecht. You have to shecht by the simonim, so it has to be mitoicha tabas, if you shecht inside the tabas. So vishaya bo moliachut al pnei kula, and you leave over a little bit of it on top, then shchitosa kshera. Then it's called a good shchita. Rabbi Yisrael Yehudu Oime molei chut al pnei rubai. You don't have to have a molei chut around the whole thing. It's enough to have molei chut al pnei rubai robe of the simon. So Rashi says like this. But Hashreichi Metecha Tabas. Rashi says, but Tabas Gedoylo Shiel Yoyne L'Kulam. Like the, I think, this is the windpipe. The way the windpipe is made up, it has like rings going around in it. And then there's little like meat in between it. So you have to make so the top tabas, that's the big ring, that's the last place we can make a shchita. Further up than that is not called the Lokam Shchita anymore, that's called the Psul of Hagromo, that you're doing it too far up. So where's the highest point that you can still make a shchita on the neck? That has to be in the tabas gedor, the Rosh Hashiyah, Yoyin L'Kulan. Kama Shena Tabas, nothing's bigger than that. So Lokhriz, if you shecht in that tabas, Fish Rosh Hashiyah, Bo Moli Echot Apnei Kula, means the tzad of rosh towards the upper part, towards the head. Shlahit alasak and lotz min atabas. The knife did not go above this ring, towards the head, until you finished the whole tabas kula. In other words, the whole shchita was done in this tabas. No part of the knife, no part of the cut was on top of this tabas. Then it's kshera. And what is molech? What Rashi says? Kleim akoldu. A little bit has to still be left over in this tabas. But avolim kredim shagomas kula. If before you finish the whole shchita, Higrim es ha-sakan, the sakan went upwards. The tzara rushed towards the head. The yotzim in a tabas, when you're cutting the windpipe, it went on top of this top ring, and you finished the shchita above this ring. That's not called the mokam shchita, and that's the psul of agrama, which is a local mashem Sinai. See, the first one here says, even though you shechted rove of the corner that's the windpipe, even though you shechted rove of the corner of a mokam shchita, still posel rabbonin, hoil v'gorma psul. Since the end of the shchita was done above the windpipe, above the tabas, so the Tanakam Rabbanan says psula. Says the loshen has to be, so the whole shchita has to be there. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says no, Yehuda saw from Rubik Kula. As long as the rove of the shchita was done inside this tabas, even though the end, little part of it, the end miyat, was done above the tabas, still he holds his ksheira. Because he holds Rubik Kula, the shchita was done b'ksheiras. That's what Rashi says, because see, old, the beruba is kasheris lo shchita. Rive is enough, you cut rive simon, and that makes a shchita. So the rest that you do, you don't need anyway. It's only called like you're cutting piece of meat b'yalma. Therefore, that's the machlekes. Yeah. So according to Tanakama, you don't say rube kakula. Rashi could say, according to Tanakama, if you would have just stopped doing rive, it would be kosher. But now that you go to finish the shchita, it's all called part of the shchita. And since the end was done on top, that's a psul. Tell me more, says Ravu Shmuel the Amitavaya. Both Rav and Shmuel both say Halach Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Yes, we pass on like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. As long as rove of the shchita was done in the tabas, even though the last part went above it, still it's ksheva. Rove is enough. Now V'yaf Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Layomar Yella B'Tabas Agdela. He's only talking about this top ring that there, if you shecht rove of it, then it's enough. Because the top ring, that surrounds the whole corner. Now the corner, that's the inner cartilage, that's the windpipe that goes, that's a long pipe. Just around this pipe, every few inches like, there's a ring. So this top ring goes all the way around the corner. So therefore, as long as you shechted robe of it, we say, you are then you shechted robe of the corner, and that's why the shechit is kosher. Even though the last part of the shechit was above the corner, it's already kosher with roif. Avo bishar tabois. But let's say you shecht in the rest of the tabois, the other rings. Like we said, the whole windpipe has rings around it. So below the top one, if you shecht in those tabois, loy. If you only shecht roif of those tabois, he would say then it's not kosher. Then the shechit is no good. The Rashi says, only better basketless makefis is called lakono hilka chashiv kono. Therefore, that tabas itself is considered like the kono. It's a good shechita. But Rashi says a chiddush. Rashi learns that will be shar tabos the other rings below the top one that also goes around the windpipe. And shechitosik share b'toich mashpes klal. If you shecht in those rings, it's a posle shechita. And you have to shecht according to Rashi bein tabas la tabas. In between the rings, that's the real corner itself. Just around the corner, there are these rings. So the other one, I said, the kiva and shema kiva is called a corner. Since those rings do not go around the whole windpipe, can appreciate. So it comes out that's not considered the corner at all. So Rashi says, even though it's makiv right of it, but the chiyisla the ones of yisiyod ruba kula the makim shchita the shachad ruba. But over here, since this tabas does not go around the whole corner, it's a chiddush restaurant, it's not called a corner. And therefore, you can't make a shchit at all in those tabois. That's what the Gemara is saying now, according to the Bessie of Yehuda, a chiddush. That's what Rashi learns. So again, it's only in the top ring you can make the shchit. Because that goes around the whole corner, that's called a corner. Avol bishar tabois, the rest of the rings, loy, so Rashi learns, you can't make a shchit at all in the middle of the rest of the rings. Only in the actual cartilage, only the windpipe itself. So we ask the question, is that true? Well, v'shar tabois, lo, is it true what you're saying? You can't make a shechit on the rest of the tabois. For a time, you will learn clearly. We have Yosef Yudu Oimer. He says that ha-shoichet boso.